versus Noah, an interesting problem. The Yeshaya Novi calls it May Noah. Him and his family, the only guys who survived, so why would you call it Waters of Noah? For millennia, it's known as May Noah. He's the one who lived. Why call it May Noah? So the Meshech Chochma writes like this. Let's compare Moshe Rabbeinu with Noah. Noah begins Ish Sadiq. What does he end up? Ish Adoma. What does Moshe Rabbeinu begin? Ish Mitzri. What does he end? Ish Elokim. What's the difference? The difference is that Noah did not devote himself to the Tzibur. He did not try to save the Tzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole life was for Klal Yisrael, for the Kahal, and public service. And if your whole life is for that, you're not for yourself, you're not Mr. Me, then you become an Ish Elokim. And the truth is, this is something that you have to keep in mind in your choice of occupation or career, what you want to do. And if you feel your career does not have enough things you're doing for the Tzibor, you have to include those things new in your life. Make sure that you're doing things for the Tzibor. Because someone who's only out for himself ends up becoming an Ish Adoma. Now, is that a little bit harsh on Noach? Let's temper it a little bit. But what we're going to temper it with is also not a good thing. Do you know what it says in the Pasuk, Rashi quotes, that, and that is why it's called May Noach, guys. Because he did not care about the Tzibor. And since he did not care about the Tzibor, for millennia we identify the Dor HaMabul as being the waters of Noach. That's the pshat why it's called May Noach. So we have to be able to have the wherewithal to make sure we're doing things for the Tzibor. And when you volunteer, you put your whole kohos into it. So let's temper it a little bit. Why is it that he did not daven for the Tzibor? What stopped him? What stopped him that he did not daven for the Tzibor? What stopped him was he was mekatne emunah. He had lack of faith in himself. He didn't think he could do it. And that was a horrible thing. He did not have the self-confidence to be able to have the wherewithal to say, I can daven for the Tzibor. Do you know there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Vav, 2:17:6. Vayigba libo bedark Hashem. There are times where you have to lift up your heart to do Avodas Hashem. Now, yigba libo is usually gaiva. Here it means self-confidence. You have to have the self-confidence that you can work on a Gemara, you can be able to figure it out, and you can have the confidence to ask a question and say you don't know it. You have to have the confidence to be able to help other people, and Noach did not have that ability. And even, that's why I'm saying we're tempering it. Maybe he didn't mean it maliciously, but the outcome is he did not help his door. He did not seek out and help his door. What happens? Dor HaMabul. Calamity. Catastrophe. There's a Moira de Kemedrish that the Bir Moshe's Masbir. Everyone knows the Medrash. Rashi quotes it. Noach got up. He was a little late for feeding. And who bit him? Who bit him? The lion. The lion gave him a moom. He was puzzle of Corbin. Therefore, his son had to be mocked with the Corbin. What is that symbolic of, guys? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a lion. The lion is the symbol of Gibor, of Gvura. What does it say in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch? Miskaber Ka'ori. Get up in the morning and rise like a lion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you could not have the courage and the self-confidence to stand up for the Tzibor. I'm going to take my lion, and my lion's going to bite you. Mida kenegan mida. Because you could not convey the courage that you needed to have. So my lion, says the Abishur, is going to bite you. To show you mida kenegan mida. It's a beautiful pshat. Because he could not have the koach to be able to do this. A terrible thing. Nekat Namuna was not an Hashem in himself. And he ended up not doing things for the Tzibur. May Noach. And do you know the Medrash says that this door, this generation was Ra'ui to Mekabel the Torah, but the whole door had this problem. They didn't think well enough of themselves. They just did not think well enough of themselves. And therefore, they couldn't get it together to receive the Torah. Do you know Bilam saw with the astrologers that at the time the Torah was given, they thought there was going to be a Mabul, because it was the same exact time. Happens to be at Har Sinai, the Torah was given, there was no Mabul. But the whole door had this problem. And it's a terrible thing. And it caused destruction to the world. This lack of being confident, Vayikba Libo B'Avodas Hashem, B'Dark Hashem. That's the exact pasuk. We have to chazen this point because it leads to what? Negative things. And it leads to Noach becoming an Isha Adom. Now, Lamaisa, I want to take this a step further. Do you know the Rashi quotes the 2 days, how to define the word Sohar? What are the 2 days to how to define the word Sohar? Either it was a window, or it was what, a pearl that illuminated. Those two shittas, says the Sefer, the Rebbe of Heschel, Chanukas HaTorah, are l'shitoso of Yesh Dorshin l'shvach or Yesh Dorshin l'gnai. Was Noach a tzaddik in any generation? Or was he only a tzaddik in his own, and if he was in the door of Avraham Avinu, he would have been a nothing? They're l'shitoso. There's a klal. You're never allowed to look at the downfall of Rishoyim, Halacha l'maisa, if you would not have been saved yourself. Why do you think the wife of Lot could not learn, was not supposed to look back? Why? She was only saved because of Avraham Avinu. She looked back. She was killed. Lot was only saved because of Avraham Avinu. You have no ability to look at the downfall of the enemy of Rishoyim when you yourself wouldn't have been saved. They're only saved as chus. So that's the l'shitoso. If you hold Noach would have been a tzaddik in any generation, you could say that it means a window. He could look out at the destruction of the world. If you say that it means a tzaddik only in his own generation, but in Avraham Avinu's he would have been a nothing, then you have to define it as being a pearl, because you could not have looked out. You could not have looked out. You could not have looked out. Okay? That's what you have to say. It's l'shitoso. So Noach, and that's what you'll have to say. Is minimizing averas, less amount of averas, is that tzidkis? Maybe. But those two shittas are l'shitoso. And it was so prevalent. What do we say? And I want to mechazik everyone. Shnai mikra vecha targum. It's in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Pei Hei. It's a week. People don't do it. You have to try to do it. We don't hold like the Ravan. You do it. You can do it in Shabbos. The Ravan says only you have to do Shnai Mikra if you didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah that week. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ravan. We don't hold like that in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Ravan. There's a Chiyuv Shnai Mikra. It's in Shimon Reish Pei Hei. It's weak, but you still got to do it. Try the best you can. And do you know why the only thing that existed in the world was what? Was the olives? V'yitein l'cha, Saturday night. Who says v'yitein l'cha? Our shul doesn't say it. I say it myself. We say v'yinoam, we say v'atakadosh. V'yitein l'cha. It's a beautiful bracha. Do you know we quote a pasuk near Banecha Kishti Lezesen? That Klal Yisrael's children like saplings of olives. Why olives? We had in the Gemara dates. Why olives? Because Yushalmi says in Kilayim, the only vegetable or plant that you cannot graft is olives. It just doesn't take. It doesn't work. The Jewish people should not assimilate. They should be like saplings of olives where they don't assimilate. They cannot be mixed. That's why the Pardes Yosef says the only thing that existed was the olive branches. Because all the creatures in the world did shatness. They mixed with themselves. So Hashem had to destroy everything except for the olive branches. That's the bracha banecha kishtilizesim. So what I want to bring out is that you have to be people that are going to be oivid for the tzibur and look to help other people out. Sometimes it's challenging. Why you? Sometimes by the times of midterms or finals, people want to study. Okay, you want to study and do good yourself, but doesn't mean you can't help other guys. Study in the corner of the library where no one's going to see you, so you won't be bothered. Okay, you have to be able to offset, balance it. You want to help others and help yourself too. Noah did not feel he could do it, which was wrong. That's why I say we tempered it. He didn't do it maliciously, but it turned out to be a terrible thing. And the whole door abused people. Why was Gezel a clincher? Because what is Gezel? You have no amun and bitachon. Hashem decrees how much money you're going to get. Stealing shows you have no amun and bitachon. Nothing at all. It was the Gemara Din. That's what we strive. We have to be able to learn the message from Noach. Okay? And that's why I say we tempered it. Because someone might say, oh, are we being not fair to Noah? No, we're not being not fair. He didn't do it maliciously. But even if you do this inadvertently, it turns out to be a terrible negative thing. Look what happened. The whole door was destroyed. So we have to keep this in mind when we choose careers, when you do anything. When you do anything. As I always say, the first year, maybe you don't do NCSY. You focus more on the learning. But you can do a little chesed, maybe in chesed. You have to be in a realm of chesed. There's no doubt. You always have to be in a realm of chesed. You always have to be open to what? You can't say, oh, I'm only from a chabura. We're not speakers of Lashon Hara. Chesed, go down to the other corner. You'll find another group there. You got to be open to do everything. I'll do a half an hour of chesed a week. Right? So you pick up a guy in the Palisades. You're driving him. You got stuck driving to Muncie. Half an hour's up. Get out. Right? It's ridiculous. It's not kavua. You have to be open to be a person that is what trying to vayigba libo. You have to have the confidence that you be able to do avodas Hashem and you want to help other people. And that's an excuse to say, oh, I don't think I could do it. Look what happened with Noah. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the confidence to be able to do that, measure it properly, and Hashem will be able to do that. So Sunday we'll do Rav Ashi, then we'll do Halacha.